Hello and welcome to our ongoing series of conversations with people that are bringing clarity to our digital worlds. Extremely, extremely fortunate today to be catching up with two excellent subject matter experts who are going to shed light on the ad tech industry, specifically as it relates to emerging tech trends of bringing advertising to the network service provider community. With us today is Amelia Ong. She's a chief revenue officer at Hopper, a very innovative Australian company. Amelia, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
Thanks, Lane. It's great to be here.
Also with us today is Jason Houston. He's the chief technology officer at Hopper. Jason, thank you for taking the time to chat with us today.
Hi, Lane.
So I wanted to start, Amelia, with you. There's been a lot of evolution in the advertising technology area in general, and it's specifically as it relates to the network service provider community. Can you tell us a little bit about the state of programmatic advertising in particular and how that's evolving and changing the advertising and the network service provider landscape?
Well, Lane, this has definitely been a really hot topic recently. You know, started last year when we started having conversations with network service providers at CES, and definitely center stage this year in 2021. You know, I think a lot of people have been saying, and we're of the same mind, that 2021 is the year of programmatic advertising on connected TV. So, you know, everyone that we've spoken to either has already a plan or has teams in place to investigate or deploy programmatic advertising this year. Obviously, a lot of NSPs are at different stages of their journey, but we've recently commissioned a survey with over 100 of the top executives in the European NSP space. And the feedback is overwhelming that programmatic advertising is an area that their business is looking to expand in 2021.
And when we say programmatic advertising, Amelia, what do we mean? How is that different from different kinds of advertising that has been part of the advertising experience that's been exposed to connected home subscribers?
Well, I think maybe if I compare it to what users are familiar with on traditional TV, we call that linear advertising. It's, you know, your standard advertising in the middle of the show that you get across the whole country. So I think people are used to that kind of advertising. What has helped with the expansion of programmatic on TV is the fact that we now have IP transport and, you know, digital TVs in homes in huge numbers. And this gives us the ability now to tap into some of the digital advertising that is so pervasive on the web. Those advertisers that are interested in buying programmatically in the sense that they're, you know, buying and delivering the advertising digitally in real time, that is, I guess, the difference.
Yes, yeah, so you can target it and it's more interactive and reflects the true interests of the receiver of that message. Am I on the right track with that?
Absolutely. So programmatic advertising gives advertisers the ability to identify an audience, a specific geo that they're interested in. They can target based on time of day, context of the program or the category that the users are watching, and then be able to then deliver their messages to the right audience at the right time.
Very good. You mentioned intelligent TVs, smart TVs, connected TVs. You know, this is the connected TV concept was born 10 years ago this year. To what extent does the rapid adoption of these intelligent smart TVs, how does that change the way network service providers have the way they might monetize? What new opportunities do they have to apply new business models to monetizing their presence in the connected home environment?
Well, I kind of see the, you know, the increase in adoption in connected TV. I see two parts to this. First, it is the increase in audience size. So a lot more people are watching connected TV today than they were, you know, 10 years ago, obviously. And two is the evolving technology for delivery of digital ads within the connected TV space. Now, how I see NSPs playing in this is they are right in the middle. They are in the prime spot because they now have access to this increased audience. And we've seen a rapid increase in audience sizes, especially last year with everything that's going on in the world. So, you know, they've got that audience building and increasing significantly in the last couple of years. And then at the same time, because of the technology advancements, they now have the ability to offer some of these addressable advertising formats that brands and marketers are interested in. So for me, this is a prime opportunity for an NSP because, you know, they're right in the middle of all these connecting environments to deliver something that is useful for and valuable to the market.
Very interesting. So Jason, I wanted to, you know, get your CTO perspective on something that Emilia mentioned. She talked about these new digital ad delivery mechanisms. Can you tell me a little bit about the different types of ad insertion technologies? I know that it's been a big play in the mobile device market and even on websites. To what extent are we seeing that evolve and how is it evolving in the connected TV market?
Well, Lane, initially client-side advertising on the website itself was the initial way of delivering advertising. What we saw over time was that as devices connected and there was fragmentation in the industry, often because the actual devices weren't able to cope with the abilities of client-side advertising. So there was a bit of a move towards server-side advertising, and there we're stitching in advertising into video streams and content streams. That had some benefits around decreased latency, but it led to its own issues around tracking and audibility and targeting. So what we're seeing now is device capability has increased dramatically, particularly in the set-top box space. So as such, a lot of the issues of client-side insertion have gone away. And so now we're able to take advantage of client-side advertising like enhanced targeting, audibility, reporting, et cetera, et cetera. Now, whilst Hopper allows us to utilize client-side advertising in a very unique way, ultimately, it's not a technology decision for a company. It's all about a consistent user experience for both the advertiser and the user, and both forms will coexist in the future.
You know, it's funny because especially network service providers tend to have a very engineering process and let's make sure the technology works and is mature. It's been a very sort of engineering mentality, but you've mentioned the importance of the user experience, the customer experience. Can you tell me why that is so central to organizing your strategy and engagement approaches in terms of developing a technology-based approach to delivering, a sophisticated technological-based approach to delivering advertising to the connected home?
Well, by focusing on the user experience, or probably a better way to phrase it is user-centric design, we endeavor to understand the context in which a user uses a device. So what does the user like, they dislike? Now we can actually evaluate that and iterate around that and enhance our designs and by definition improve the user experience. Now what does that mean for Hopper? Is that we're focused on ensuring the users have minimal impact from advertising and notification technology, but maximizing the engagement where appropriate. So those engagements become very targeted and very meaningful to the user.
So Jason, you mentioned the user experience, the digital user experience, and I observe that users, especially in the home today, have many devices that are consuming media and therefore have an opportunity to consume advertising. To what extent is it important to integrate those experiences across devices in the home?
Well, the key there is, Lane, is consistency of experience. So because we're focused on the user and the user experience, we find that if we can make that experience consistent across various devices, that starts with the set-top box and moves on to tablets and mobile devices. Now, our offering can spread across those devices and can be consistent, not necessarily the same, but utilizing the various advantages of all those platforms. So the user has a consistent feel and a consistent engagement across those platforms.
Very interesting. it really, Amelia, strikes me how far things have come and how much the landscape has shifted. What does this mean for pay TV and network service providers? You know, to what extent is this revenue stream important to them? To how you mentioned that the survey that indicates that there's a willingness to accept this, but give me a little bit of a sense of the maturity level among the network service providers and pay TV operators and absorbing and integrating this new business model into their operations.
Well, I think traditionally pay TV providers and NSPs were not typically party to ad revenue. Their business was around transport and content. And so this is something that is fairly new to the industry. Having said that, as I mentioned, there has been an increasing number of NSPs that have started along this journey. I think the survey that we did came back with over 70% of NSPs saying that, you know, they are already on this journey in one form or another. So I think this is definitely an area of opportunity that has been identified and pursued. From a tech evolution perspective, I think the fact that, you know, IP carriage for video content is, you know, much more inherent today, and the fact that also that there are a bunch of new regulations in countries such as France, for an example, where governments have come back and said that NSPs are now able to offer advertising as part of their service. All these, you know, things have kind of come together so that pay TV providers and NSPs are in a position to offer services to marketers and viewers. We've seen, you know, there is an increasing sophistication from marketers and also from viewers on what they want to buy and what messages they want to get across, and viewers on the kinds of advertising that they're willing to accept. And I think that a combination of, you know, the technological advances as well as the growth in this area, it's created the perfect storm with the NSPs and the pay TV providers right in the middle. And our whole purpose at Hopper is to help NSPs and pay TV providers capitalize on that.
You know, it strikes me, Jason, that the technology community has evolved from sort of a bits and bytes world to sort of this dollars and cents world, and now listening to Amelia, it's really a hearts and minds arena, right? The technology is playing a critical role in the user experience. How does that extend, in your view? What role is technology playing in changing, altering, perhaps even improving relationships that advertisers might have with consumers?
Well, the technology that we're showing here is essentially improving the messaging to the customer. Now, research has shown that advertising can be perceived as content if it's relevant and timely. So if I was looking to buy a new set of golf clubs, I'd be interested to know that a nearby sporting goods shop is having a sale. So the goal of all advertisers is to get their message out to potential consumers. Digital advertising, with its targeting, frequency capping, and reporting capabilities, delivers both stakeholders.
So, Amelia, to what extent does the industry get comfortable enough with the technology that they begin to revisit assumptions of what advertising is and how it manifests itself and what experiences that creates to bring the advertising and consumer communities together?
I think there's definitely been a shift in terms of, you know, what viewers want to see and the expectations around things that are interesting to viewers. I think most of us are familiar with in-stream advertising, you know, the cut to commercial when you're watching a show. As a viewer, I know that's not something I look forward to. You know, you're stuck there watching a pot of ads all through your program. And oftentimes you see the same ads more than once during the show. With the new technologies that are available now, we have the opportunity to, you know, show messaging and ads that are relevant to the user when they're just navigating or when they're looking for something to watch or when they're potentially just browsing. We could possibly also show it at the beginning of the show or when they unpause, so it doesn't actually interrupt what they're doing and their viewing experience. We call that outstream advertising, and it's something that is starting to gain momentum in the world of web advertising for good reason, because even there, we're getting, you know, feedback from users that they're not interested in you watching, you know, two ads in a YouTube pod, you know, when they're 10 minutes into their show. And if it's a long content piece, you know, they're having to watch multiple pods of that. All those things, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, every one of us have experience is not something that is a fun process when you're viewing content.
And what about the accountability and the transparency piece of it? You know, the advertising community forever has had that old joke that I know half of my advertising budget is working. I just don't know which half. Does the programmatic advertising movement or the evolution of programmatic advertising, does it introduce a level of accountability that is of interest to the advertising community, the brand managers?
Absolutely. And that's why we've seen over the last 5 years or more that a lot of the budgets have moved away from traditional linear into digital, because of the capabilities for marketers to be able to measure the ROI of their spend. You know, I work with a lot of, you know, media planners and agencies and brands, and everybody has a boss. And if I'm spending $1 million, I need to be able to justify to my boss, you know, the uplift that this $1 million is generating. And if I put that on TV, yes, I might get, you know, brand recognition and awareness, but more and more, we're becoming a data-driven society, and everyone needs to justify how their money is working. So I think this is a great opportunity for connected TV, because, you know, TV is still a premium format, and now bringing the capabilities for measurements into this space, I've got, you know, a lot of our advertising partners just chomping at the bit to have access to this format.
Very, very, very fascinating. Fascinating, Jason, because she mentioned analytics, you know, and automation, the ability to sort of to programmatically deliver what is needed based on what we understand consumers to want, based on their interactions with their devices. What role do emerging technologies, not only with like big data analytics to support data-driven decision-making, as Amelia stated, but also exotic technologies like artificial intelligence and machine learning, or AIML, how is that playing into the delivery of the right messages at the right time in a manner that is actually appreciated by audiences?
Yeah, Lane, well, AI and machine learning has taken great leaps in recent times, but I guess not just as a pure technology, but it's finding new use cases that suit the application of such technology. So what, in particular, what we're finding is that applying those models to audience segmentation has allowed us to make great leaps in identifying what groups of users belong in which clusters of segments and enhance our overall view of our customers and our targeting ability. So also for new users, we can quickly identify which clusters they belong to and start providing meaningful messages to them almost immediately. Those algorithms can be tweaked with some comparative analysis and A/B type testing such that we can provide feedback back into those models to organically update those clusters. So as research shows, customers engage with messages that are relevant. So AI and ML is an important tool for us and the industry as a whole to make that message meaningful to the user.
Outstanding. What a wonderful review of not only the business, but the audience engagement and the emerging technologies that are coming together to really alter the direction in which advertising is taking. Very interesting to see how this will affect the network service provider community and the pay TV operators. Thank you so much, Amelia and Jason, for putting this into context. I appreciate your taking the time to chat.
Thank you, Lane.
Thanks, Lane.